Hey guys, in chapter 6 of AB Talks, I'm sitting with Patrice Evra. I really hope you enjoy this chapter and you can watch the video interview on my YouTube channel.
Bonsoir or bonjour? Bonsoir.
We say bonsoir. It's 11.
It's good to have you, my friend.
Oh, thank you.
Honestly, you were one of the few that I was really looking forward to sitting with you. And I only felt this way, I think, maybe 6 months ago when we met for the few long discussion. I'm like, you know, this guy has a lot to say. He has so many dimensions to him. But I felt I didn't know. And I felt probably most of the people don't know in the world. So I'm like, this guy, he needs to be on camera. He needs to talk. And I know you don't usually.
No, I don't do a lot of interview. And I think it was really nice to meet you too, because you're a good person. Because if you are not a positive person,
you wouldn't be sitting
I won't be sitting here. Yeah. I think we are in a fireplace. You know, you should find a better place. But anyway.
Because this is what I can afford.
This is what you can afford. Yeah. Okay. It's fine. We never know. Anytime it can be some fire, the place, but we're safe. Mm-hmm. No, talking really seriously, I don't do interview because I've got my own social media. And when I want to say something, I just say it on my social media. And you can see I have done an interview where I was the journalist and I was Patrice.
Yes.
So to tell you, it's not like I've got any issue with the media of the journalist. It's just sometimes they always twist what you say. So that's why, that's
it's
the reason.
It's their job in general.
No, exactly.
To make drama.
To make drama. And that's the problem. But I am a funny guy. I am positive. I am crazy also. I don't want to be boring.
Yeah.
But when I have to be serious as well, I can be serious. But I think in life, I feel blessed. And you need to smile. You need to be happy.
Absolutely.
You know, every morning, every evening, I always say thanks to God and be alive. I have a good health, protecting my family. I never ask anything to God because I think He gave me everything and I feel like a privilege. And my goal now is to share, to share that happiness, is to share that positive energy. And I want people to achieve all their dream, you know, because when I was young, I know a lot of people were saying I was too small. I won't achieve anything. You know, I've got many stories. Okay. We can talk like many hours.
Yeah.
But that's me. That's Patrice. Mister, I love this game.
We'll go through everything.
Exactly.
I want to start with the typical. The typical is football, which I don't want to stay too long, but football is what also you're mainly known for.
Yeah.
So I'll quickly go through it. You have captained very big teams. United with Ferguson, Dominic with the French national team. And I know that Ferguson said, or Sir Alex Ferguson said a lot of good things about you, especially about your leadership qualities. Why do you think, what do they see in you to think that you're a leader?
No, to be fair, it's because I think because I come from a big family. You know, I've got 24 brothers and sisters.
Wow.
You know, don't start smiling or laughing, you know.
It's always very,
when I talk about my private life, every time.
I thought Arabs have big families.
No,
but that's,
my dad, 24, I think he didn't enjoy watching TV, you know.
Oh.
He was really busy. And I've got now 70 nephews and they all call me Santa.
Okay.
So it's a big family. It's, it's about sharing.
Okay.
And when I am in a dressing room, I want my teammate to perform better than me. And I think that's all the coach they have seen it. I'm not selfish. When you give me the armband, I wear it and it's a massive responsibility and I want to die for my teammate.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care if I play a good game or a bad game. The most important, I want people around me to play a good game. And I think that's why they see. And also when Ferguson, he did his book and he said, he mentioned me with another three great player, and he said that leadership you have it, you know, as soon as you're born you have it. And he see it straight away, because for me, I remember the first day he gave me that armband. He was against I think Wolfsburg, a Champions League game. So we were at dinner and, you know, he said, tomorrow you are the captain. I look at him, you know, he's a lot of big player, English player, you know, Wayne Rooney, Ryan Giggs, you know, many people. And I say, let me think. And he was like, what the hell are you talking about? You know, I said, I will let you know tomorrow, you know.
Yeah.
He said, oh, go to your room and you are the captain. So I go back in my room. I was really proud. I was really proud because I was like, you know, a little French boy, you know, from the street. And now being the captain of Manchester United, you know, it was big responsibility. But the things I was the most happy is to see all my teammates, they wanted me to be as a captain. And that was the victory.
Absolutely.
Like, no, even like Ferguson, of course, is the boss, is the one to say, you are the captain. But my teammate, you know, they applaud me. They were so happy with me. And they say, Patrice, you deserve. Because you always do first the team. You know, I always say, when you play for one team, the star, the real star, is not one player. It's whole the team. Mm-hmm. And that's the most important. You know, you have to put the team first before even yourself. And I think Ferguson and even for the French national team, even in Marseille, later on, like the manager, they see that, you know, because I work hard, I never complain. You know, my real captain is my mom. That's my real captain, you know.
Why do you say that?
Because to put food, you know, to so many kids, you know. My dad, Maya, divorced 3 times, but my mom have 11 kids on his own. And I just respect, you know, wait a minute, because I love her so much, let me call her. I'm just going to say to her, I love her.
Please. I completely.
He say I can do everything. He say I can do everything. She's in Senegal.
Let's go. Let's do it.
Maybe it's too late.
I don't know if she will answer.
I'm serious. It's my mom. It's not like I'm pretending. Anna's gonna kill me.
No, man. I completely respect that.
She's not answering. Okay.
Well, she'll see the video.
I will leave her a message.
She will know that you tried to call her.
Mommy, why you don't answer to your phone? He's your lovely son. I just want to say I love you and you are my real captain. Anyway, that's it. We can keep going.
Perfect.
So, now I was talking
Patrice, do you think you're that type? Do you think you're the type that if you feel something you do, you go for it? Like just now?
Yeah.
You felt it, you're like, I don't want to waste time. Let me say.
Yeah, because I'm someone, I'm living my life like it's my last day. I just want to enjoy it. You know, a lot of people say when we going to die is the even over there. And for me, the even is every day. It's every second, you know. In 2014, I start to do some meditation. And actually, they teach you how to live in the present, you know.
Yeah.
Because they say if you live in the past, you will live with some regret.
Yep.
And if you live in the future, you will live with anxiety and this.
Absolutely.
So the present.
I was translating this in Arabic to a friend, and I said that if you live in the past, you live with regret. If you live anxious, future. If you are at peace, you're living in the present. And I'm 100% with you on that.
Oh, thank you. So I think that's my way.
That's my all way we have.
See things. That's
all we have is now.
That's all we have is now.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, it wasn't easy for my mom. And, you know, just I see what she achieved. I feel like I didn't achieve nothing in my life, you know, putting the food, giving some clothes and stuff. And I respect that.
Yeah.
I respect that because it wasn't easy. So that's why.
Absolutely.
I think like every kid in the world, I say a big message, respect your mom. Mm-hmm. Respect your mom because he's one of the most important person. Yeah. Like even when you are with your girlfriend, she call you, you pretend you don't see the call, answer to the phone. Because we never know. She give you so much love. I will say one.
No, I think everybody here is gonna call their mom and after this.
I know, definitely. But yeah. that's the message. And I think like one day I won't say I hate my mom, but I wasn't happy. You know what's happened? I think 8 years old, and my mom said, look, you have to go and buy some food for you because tomorrow you got your tournament and the shop will close. I said, yeah, don't worry, mommy, don't worry. So I play with my friend, football and everything. I come back home. She said, the shop going to be closed. I said, no, it's fine. Give me the money. Take the money. I run. I arrive. The shop is closed. Wow. So I say, it's fine. It's for me. It doesn't matter. I go back home. I said, mommy, the shop is closed. She said, what did I tell you? I said, yeah, but it's fine. Tomorrow it's fine. I will, it's no problem. I don't need to eat. She said, you won't go to the tournament tomorrow. I said, what? I said, tomorrow you don't go to the tournament because I tell you to go before, you don't listen to me, you won't go. I think she was like joking, you know. I say like, yeah, well, we'll see. The next morning I wake up, dress, everything. She wake up, she see me, say, where are you going? I said, I'm going to the tournament. She said, go to your bed. I promise you, Anas, I go to the bed. I start crying. I start saying, why she's like that? You know, I start to be like saying evil things. And I start to pray. I start praying and I say, please God, send two angels because I need to go to this tournament. You know, football, it was my like my life, you know. Yeah. I promise you, it's a true story. I don't need to lie about it. The phone ring, it was my manager. And my mom was talking to him. Mm. She said to him, no, he's not coming. He's not coming. No, we need you. We need him. He's a really important player. My mom was like, no, he's not coming. He's not coming. I come. I was like in front of her crying. So she looked at me. She said like, okay, they say they will come and pick you up. Mm. So my manager and his assistant, they come until my house where I was living. They take me and I go to the tournament. And when I pray God, I asking the two angels. So that's why as well I have a strong relationship with God also.
So we talked about your captaincy and your leadership and your inspiration of your mom. The last thing I want to talk in football, because it's maybe football gave us a window, but it's much bigger than football, is the racism.
Yeah.
Racism, you've seen it in football. You've seen it in incidents in football that everybody knows on YouTube, they can go and see. But you saw it in front of you, you felt it. And you witness it, but I'm sure it's bigger than only football. That's just an example. How do you feel with racism?
First of all, I think like most of the people think racism is just about the color. Racism is a big word. I think, you know, you can be like, if you don't like skinny people or fat people, you know, it's many, oh, I don't like these guys because he's from France, or, you know, they call us the French frog or stuff like that. Mm. So it's difficult to talk about racism. I think like people, they start to be racist when they fear about something they can't be.
Or they can't understand.
They can't understand or they can't be. Mm-hmm. And as well, depend of the education. Depend of your parents, they educate you. Because if they say this is bad, when you grow up, you will say this is bad. Mm. So me, the first time it happened to me, like, but it was not racism. When I joined Italy, I was 70 years old. I was the first and only black player in all the league.
So in the whole league?
In the whole league. In the whole Sicily,
wow.
Actually. I didn't see a black guy in my time over there. Yeah. So I remember when I go there, even my teammate, you know, I had my first mobile phone. They were like, do you know he's walking? You know, everything? Because on the TV, they were looking like, you know, the black people, the Zulu, you know, living in the forest and stuff like that. So I don't call it like racist. I call it ignorant. It's different, you know.
Yes.
And I remember I was in the airport. I wasn't famous. And he was a kid with his dad. And he said, daddy, 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 look, look, look. And his dad, you know, come close. And he said, can I have a picture? And I said, why? He said, no, because my son is the first time he see a black people. Black guys. So I took it, but in Italy, actually, I had the best time in my life. Like, people love me so much. Like, even some people, I didn't know them. They invite me in their house, like, for food. They give me food, everything. So it's difficult, but actually, it exists. You know, I had that problem with Luis Suarez, you know, with Manchester against Liverpool.
I saw today a lot on YouTube.
Yeah, I will never call Luis Suarez a racist because I don't know him. That deep to call him a racist. I only say that day he used some racist sentence. Mm. And that's the only things I say. But after that, I play with Juventus against him in the final with Barcelona. I check his hand. We talk. You know, I'm not someone. I'm someone I forgive. You know, I'm like people say they talk about racism like you say when it happened in football, but it happened every day.
Yeah.
It happened in the street. You know, I remember when I was young, my girlfriend is white, and one day the police stop us and they ask to my girlfriend if she was okay, if, you know, they think I will try to rape her. So, you know, it's like people talk about racism now, but it's like years ago. You know, I don't want to talk about the slavery and things, but I don't give up. I will educate my kids and the people who I talk around, like, we are the same. You know, when people say to me, Patrice, what is your religion? I say, my religion is to be the best human being I can. Mm-hmm. Before doing everything, before praying, the best human being I can. And that's why I think like we are same each other. We need to be unit. We need to, actually, we know we can talk as well for the people, for the poor people. I think if we all give, like, I don't remember where I read that, like, few money, it will be not poor people in this world.
Yes.
So, you know,
if everybody just gives a little.
Yeah. And that's me. That's me. Like, that's me. That's me on my way to live now. You know, I achieve many things. I win many trophy. But I think the things I want to achieve now is to connect people and connect positive people, you know.
About connecting, you just made it easy for me to go to the next section.
Always, don't worry,
assist.
I'll drive you.
Give me assist.
I give you an assist.
Social media. How did you even discover or your introduction to social media? Because it's huge.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I remember the first player did it, he was Rio Ferdinand. And he started with Twitter and everything. So I was like, what you doing? You know, even in the shower, he was with his phone. I was like, even Ferguson wasn't happy about that. So me, I said, I will never go on social media. So after I joined Juventus and I meet Paul Pogba, and he was in that Instagram. And I was like, what is this? Instagram, PK, Colegram. I was like, you know, making joke. I was like, I don't understand. What is that? So I will tell you how it happened. Lot of people, they were doing like some fake account.
Yeah.
They putting picture of me, my wife, my kids. So I didn't like it. And I say, Paul, I know you are on Instagram. So, I can do that to delay them. So he say, look, I know one of the few boss of Instagram. Let's call them and we're going to ask. So they're really clever.
And they're like,
what they say, just open an official account.
Yeah.
And it won't be any problem. So people will know this is the real one, and all the fake ones, they will know they are fake. So I did it. So it was in the Euro 2016. I was in my room. So what I did, because a lot of fans, I was saying, but please, I text you on Twitter, on Instagram, you're not answering. And I say, I don't have nothing. I don't have Facebook. I don't have anything.
Mm.
So I was in my room during the Euro 2016. And I post one picture when I was kid, when I was baby. I said, this is my official account. And I, you a liar. This is not Patrice Evra. Patrice will never go on social media and everything. So I said, okay. So I do another video.
Yeah.
I speak in French. I speak in Italian. I speak in Portuguese. I speak in English. I speak even in Korean. This is my official account. So I speak like in 6 or 7 languages. I don't remember. This is so people start to believe. So, you know, when you have a competition, you are in your room, sometimes it's boring, you don't do anything.
Yeah.
So I put the music. You know, I am someone, I love to listen music. You know, I think it gives me some good energy.
We all know that. Inspiration. Very well, yeah.
So I start putting the music and I put the music and I do some move and people start to like it. You know, wow, we didn't know it was so cool, because they think, you know, Patrice is serious. Just like a serious guy. He's a warrior, he's a leadership. You know, when I was doing interview, you know, and especially against your team, you know, I won't mention
don't need
your
to
team.
Talk about
I won't mention it, you know.
It's Arsenal, fine. Arsenal. But,
he said it, I didn't say it. Yeah. So anyway, I do that video and actually I start liking it, you know. So Paul say, Patrice, I just saw you put some picture, you know, some video. You say you will, I say, Paul, shut your mouth. Because all this is because of you. You start to call me Uncle Pat, all of this, putting me on Instagram. Mm. So I start doing it, and I start to enjoy it, to be fair. Yeah. I say, you know what? People know me as a leadership, as this, as some people, as a bad boy and everything. So let's show my real personality, how fun I can be. Because in the dressing room, all my teammates, they know I can be funny like that. But when it's the game, I'm focused.
Focused,
I'm like that. When I walk, when I go in the gym, I'm focused.
Mm.
You know, I'm always say to the player, when we go to training, we have only 1 hour when we have to be focused. And remind how lucky we are. How many people will be in our place and being a footballer player. So I always say that, never complain when they ask us to run. This is my rule. This is my mentality. But in the same way, when it's finished, I'm just crazy. You know, I think it's many people inside my brain. They're just talking to each other. And after, they say, come on, Patrice, say that. And I'm just crazy. You know, I'm like that.
Well, the thing that really stuck in your social media now is the Mr. I love this game. What is I love this game? Is it just football? Is it the game of life?
No,
what is it?
Exactly. It's the game of life. You know, I can change it to I love my life. But what I say I love this game is just I love the sentence. And since I was young, I always like saying I love this game. And even some of my first video, I say I love this game and laughing. And people love that. Mm. So I keep, it's like a motto.
Yeah.
I love this game. It's like we're doing that interview. I like you. So I love this game. I can say I love this game. Everything. I can drink a glass of water saying I love this game. You can say to everything. I love this game actually mean I feel blessed.
Yeah.
Just enjoy your life. Don't worry, you know. I've got a lot of bad days in my life. But every time I was positive. You know, like I say, I remember when I was young, I was begging in front of the shop to buy a sandwich called kebab at the time. I think you have the same, no?
We have kebab.
A kebab. Yeah. So I was begging in front of the shop, and sometimes some people was giving me the money. Some people was saying, do you think like the money come from the sky? So it was not easy for me. I'm not telling that kind of story like some people telling story. No, I was sleeping with two of my brothers in three, one materas, but a small one. So one was sleeping this side, another one was sleeping that side,
like Lego.
And the other one, yeah. But sometimes if you have bad smell of the feet, it was like, you know, not easy.
Yeah.
But this is, in that time, I was loving this game. Not because now, because I achieved many things, so I'm famous. No, I always being like that, you know. Mm. Even my brother, you know, when my dad left the house, I was 10 years old, and it was really difficult for my mom to feed everyone. And always I was going to his, he was working at McDonald's. And I was always going at lunchtime, and he was giving me his lunch, you know. So that's why, you know, I'm always like, I never forget that kind of things. My cousin was giving me some clothes. So, you know, it wasn't easy for me. In the street, I was fighting. I do some bad things. But because I need it, like, it was difficult for my parents to give me, like, food every day. I don't say, like, I was a really poor human being, because when my dad was here, we got everything. But when he left the house, that's when the time was really difficult. But I always say to my mom, you will see, mom, I will care of you and everything. So that's why on my first contract, what I did, I bought a house to my mom in Senegal. And after, of course, I bought also to my dad, because I have a good relationship with both of them, even if they are not together anymore.
Yeah. Patrice, the Mr. I love this game, and all the dancing and the funny videos, and we talked about this a lot. There is one video that I have to bring up.
Definitely.
The turkey one. Yeah. Do you think, okay, personally and honestly, do you think it was too much?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was too much, but like I say, I'm not fake to people. If I've got a crazy idea, even my brother say, don't post it.
Mm.
I say, I'm a bull. I'm Taurus. I go against the wall, even if I hurt myself, I will learn. Mm. I'm like that.
Yeah.
That's why people follow me, because my Instagram is not fake, it's me. It's not like I'm preparing stuff. No, I'm listening to music and something comes. So that time, it was Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It was just Thanksgiving. It was a long time I didn't do any video. I remember I came back and it was Thanksgiving. So we bought the chicken.
Was it chicken or turkey?
No, it was a chicken.
Because today I was going to be like, is it
turkey? No, it was not a turkey. Okay. It was a chicken. I go downstairs, I buy a chicken.
Yeah.
So I say, Dom, I will do a video to my brother. He said, video of what? With food? I say, yeah, anyway, we're going to eat it after. It's fine. Let's just... He said, Patrice, you are crazy. So I show the way I, you know, I care about the chicken. You know, even now I've got some goosebumps. You know? So to be fair, you know, it was a funny, like I say, some people will like it.
Yeah.
Some people will feel, whoa, what is that? Some people will say it's disgusting.
Mm.
But it's Patrice. I'm not perfect. You know, all my career, I've done like things. I've been like banned because I kick a fan. But this is the fire inside. I can't be perfect. So that's why I always say I don't want to be an example to everyone. But because of my position, I am an example.
Yeah.
You know? I have to understand
that. And there
is
a responsibility.
It's a responsibility.
Yeah.
But I think it's like things like more crazy than kissing a raw chicken. Mm. Come on, please.
And so do you think you're impulsive? Do you think like...
No, I'm impulsive.
For example,
yeah.
You get pissed off in driving a car, you will shout and you will swear at somebody. You get pissed off on the field, you will tackle somebody hard. You remember your mother, you call her straight away. So would you say you're an impulsive personality?
No, like, no that way. I think you have to, because I'm doing a lot of meditation.
So when I started also a few years ago.
It's a good thing. Like, I know some people think I'm crazy because when I started to do it, it was 2014. But he helped me a lot because, you know, I was like, when my teammate passed me the ball and he didn't pass me the ball perfectly, I was like, instead of blaming him, I was like, maybe I should blame myself. Maybe I was not at the right position and stuff like that. Even one day I wake up, I look at one tree and I see that tree was breathing, was alive. When I say that to Paul or my friend, they start laughing. They say, I am crazy. You know, I remember because, you know, I've got the things like when you ding, you knock it like three times.
Yeah.
And Paul was coming in my room and, you know, dancing and this. I say, I don't care. You know, you can laugh. But me, he helped me a lot.
Mm.
But impulsive, not. But I've got too much fire inside. When I was a kid, I fight a lot.
Yeah.
I fight a lot. So because now I should, like, you know, not do it anymore because you should never eat someone.
Do you think you're channeling this fire to do different things now? So you're using this energy, but in better things?
Yeah, in positive way, yeah. Yeah. Because I have this energy on the pitch. When I go for a tackle, I will never try to hurt my opponent, but I will just go like 100%.
Yeah.
So that's why, like, sometimes Ferguson was, when he was looking at me, tackle, it was like this, because he think I will hurt myself, but I don't calculate. I go.
Yeah.
I go.
The bull.
Exactly, the bull.
How is your relationship with the media?
Some people will say it's good, some people will say it's bad. I will tell you one thing. I don't have any problem with the media. The media got some problem with me because they don't understand why I don't do like so many interviews. I will explain you. It's really simple. When I do a press conference, like, it will be on every paper, everywhere. Because when I talk so natural. It's not like when I was a kid, people were saying, be careful, when you talk in front of the camera, you have to say these things, you have to say that. No, I'm savage. I'm like natural. If I want to say, Anas, I don't like you, I will say it straight away.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter because I will say it on the street. Why I have to be too careful to because be too we are in front of the camera?
It's the same. Yeah.
People have to know the real Patrice. That's me. I don't have problem with them. But when I do an interview with them, they twist it every time. And he go like, he's like a buzz. Like, you see my Instagram. It's just like 2 years and a half ago I had my Instagram. And I've got like so many for because I am me. You know, it's not like I'm posting like, I don't say like some other football player post boring things, but I'm not the type of guys I will post something like, well done, we get the 3 points. Yeah, we'll do it like, but people want to know who you are real.
Yeah.
So that's why I use like my Instagram. I want to be in touch with people. You know, when I'm going outside now, I remember I made a bet with my agent. I say I will do my Instagram and people will forget Patrice Evra from Manchester United, for Juventus, for the national team. No chance. I will say people will call me Mr. I love this game. Now people stop me. They want Mr. I love this game. Can you do the video? Say I love this game.
Does that annoy you if somebody stops you and say,
no,
do this for me and say I love you?
No, the thing is, like, when I have with family, I say, like, look, but the problem sometimes they don't understand is a lot of people, they want me to chow, I love this game. I'm not like, hey, no, I will do it, like, privately. But it's difficult, I refuse. It's difficult because these people, what make me so happy now, sometimes I receive some comment. I can't read all of them because I've got, like, many comments. But when someone say, I just lose my dad, I watch one of your video, you make me smile, you make me laugh. Man, just feel blessed. This is not me. This is from God. This is from God. It's amazing. You know, I can win the Champions League, I can win title. But when you touch the human being, this is the most important. This is the most important.
How was your childhood, Patrice? You gave me a little idea, but how was it?
It wasn't easy. Like I say, it wasn't easy. Some lot of deep things happen, and you know, my book will come out one day, and people will know, and will be in shock, will be surprised. You know, it's a funny book, but it's sad as well because, like I say, it wasn't easy. You know, growing in the street, you have the benefit, but also you have like you do a lot of bad things, and I'm not ashamed to say it, you know. I'm not being like a good kid sometimes because on the street you need to fight. You need to fight to protect what you earn, what you deserve. You know, it's not easy. So, but like I say, my mom did his best when my dad left the house, and I do my best. So that's why now I can care of many of my family, you know. Like I say, I'm not joking when I say I've got 24 brothers and sisters, and my nephews call me Santa because, you know, when it's Christmas, I try to please everyone, and I want everyone to have a roof and to have food, you know. And I just feel like I feel blessed, you know. It wasn't easy. Sometimes my mom, you know, saying to my cousin or my sister, stop calling him, stop asking him money. So even one day, I look at the sky and I say, God, why you give me that gift? You know, I want people to love me as a brother, not as a bank
ATM.
ATM. So it wasn't easy, but my mom helped me to deal with that. And actually, I feel proud of that. And you know, my dad is an African. So he was like, now you are the king of the house. I say, oh, I can be the king of the house and I'm the last children. You know, I'm the smallest. No, you are the king. It's not because now I've got money, then I'm the king. And he said, no, you should be like proud, like people asking you money. It's more easy for people to give money than ask. What do you think about that?
What do I think? Oh.
I see a few people, they're like...
Yeah, maybe he's right. Maybe he is right.
Yeah.
You know? And I think, like you said, God... If he gives us the pleasure of wealth or money, it doesn't come just so you can buy your favorite cars and watches. It is a responsibility.
Yeah.
There are people that don't have that blessing.
No, exactly. And but I say, if you have money, if you want to buy a good, nice car, buy it. If you want a nice
absolutely
house,
enjoy,
you know,
life.
Do it. Enjoy life.
Yes, absolutely.
Enjoy life. I'm not like here to say like you shouldn't do that. No, I love nice things, but what I want first is my family to be healthy. That's the most important. And after, I will enjoy. Because nobody will die with his money.
Yeah. Patrice, do you think... I've been listening to different things and different answers. Like being a captain and thinking of the team. Like thinking of your family before thinking of yourself. Like making somebody who's going through a tough time on social media feel better. Do you think you're a pleaser? You want to please people? You're not thinking of yourself?
I like that. You're really clever. I don't know. Some close people say that too. But... to be fair, when I please you, Anas, I please myself. I'm like that. When I please,
you know,
people,
it's one of the signs of being happy as a human is to give.
My mom always told me, Patrice, more you give, more you will receive. And I think it's true. Like some people will say, like, what he's talking about, but it's true. When I see people happy, I promise you, I'm serious. When I see people, they're happy. They look at me, oh my God, your video, your Monday video make my day and everything. I feel like, wow. Just make me happy. Just make simple things in life make me happy.
The interesting thing is you said before social media, everybody looked at you as the serious warrior. After social media, a lot of people now, Patrice, they tell me, I'll be very honest, oh, he's a clown. Oh, he's just trying to make people fun. He's making a fool out of himself. But of course, then you have the positive people. Oh, he makes me smile. He makes me happy.
Yep.
He's positive. So there is a switch. There's a switch from the warrior to suddenly now, sadly, some people calling you a clown, but I'll tell you where I want to make a point. What people need to remember and realize is social media is a bunch of moments. It's a moment in your life. It's not your life. So if you post a picture, you're going to post your best picture. If you post a funny video, it's a moment in your day. It doesn't mean your whole day was laughing.
No, I completely agree with you. So that's why those people, like, it's not like I care. But I don't want them to like me or to not calling me a clown. I let people judging. If you, me, I'm someone, I never judge people. I let God judge everyone.
Yeah.
This is one of my good, I don't like to judge people.
It's not our job.
You're doing if I don't like it, I don't like it.
Yes.
If I like it, I will laugh. But some people get jealous as well. Some people will say, oh, he shouldn't do that because before he was the captain and this. But I'm like, guys, I am a human being. It's not because I was the cap. Like, you know why everywhere where I play, why they love me or why they respect me so much? It's because I will respect the person who's cleaning the toilet the same way I respect the chairman or my manager. I will come. I will say, you okay? Oh, today, I will tell you one story about the doctor of Monaco when I play in AS Monaco. He come one morning and he say hi to everyone and he say hi to me. And I say, Doc, you okay? He said, yeah, I'm okay. I said, I don't know, I feel like something wrong with you, you know. He said, no, Patrice, he started laughing, I'm okay. But a fake life. I didn't say nothing. We play the game, finish the game. He come, he called me, you know. He said, Patrice, you know what? You are the only person noticed I was sad. And yes, I had some few issues. He started crying. I said, no, he will be okay. He said, I can't believe, like you, you know, you have a lot of things to care, but you ask me, actually. You pay me, you take care, you pay attention to me. But I say, it's normal, it's family. When I know someone, he have to come from my family. When I work with somebody, it's not about just business.
Absolutely.
He have to be family. That's the most important. That's always...
It has to mean something more.
Exactly. When I go and play for one team, the things I want them to remember the most is the person I am. Player, I know. This is my job. I training to play a good game. Mm. You know, I always say, like, Didier Deschamps teach me winning is really important. Alex Ferguson teach me winning is something natural, something mm-hmm. normal.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, the kind of, like, for me, when you say, Patrice, oh, you play an amazing game, I would say, thanks, Anas. But this is my job.
Yeah.
I get paid for that.
You're supposed
to. So that's
to
why people have to understand, like, when you do your social media, I signed to be a footballer player, but I didn't sign like to, because I am a footballer player, because I am a captain, I have to be sit like this in front of the camera, talking seriously like a robot. Yeah, but some people, some agent, they ask them to talk like that. But me, no. Mm-hmm. If I want to be a fool, if I want, that's it. That day I will be a fool. But I know when we're going to talk about serious matter.
You can be serious.
I can be serious and I will even surprise you.
What's your relationship with fear?
Wow. I like you because you always ask like questions like people never asked me before. My fear is more when now I got children. You know, I think I was tough and everything, like I can, but because of my daughter, you know, I love my son as well. He always gets jealous when I talk about only about my daughter, but she's my weakness. She's my weakness. And that's my fear. But the rest, no, I know a lot of people, they fear to die. I'm not fear to die because I know God will give us something like we didn't expect. Anyway, we're going to all die here. So I don't understand even when the people, they are fear to die. No,
but you're very hungry, Patrice. Do you think, are you afraid to die even? I mean, you're not afraid to die now and you feel like I didn't do half of what I want to do. There's so much I want to do because you're a very hungry personality.
Yeah, because I've got so much energy. So that's why sometimes I'm crazy, I'm singing, I'm doing this, I need to training, you know. Even when I'm in holiday, I need to go to training. I don't know, God give me that energy, that positive energy. And instead of like doing bad things, I just want to be positive. And yeah, angry of life. I love my life. I mean, I love this game. But that's exactly.
Have you ever been depressed? I mean, really depressed, not sad.
Depressed, no. I think I can't say more about it, and you will see it in my book, is when I left United. Because I didn't leave it because I wanted to live.
Yeah.
I leave it for someone.
One day, I remember we were having dinner, I think, and you said that you love that club so much that you don't even mind going to clean the floor there.
Yeah. Yeah, I can be the groundman staff. I can... is a special. I think when I joined United, even, you know, I don't want to talk a lot about United, but I just feel like this is my personality. This is me. I can be free. Mm-hmm. I meet Sir Alex Ferguson after 10 minutes. He convinced me and I convinced him. It was easy. He was me. So that's why when he looked at me, sometimes he was saying like, Patrice, when I look at you, it's me on the pitch and talking to the young player. He say like, Patrice, the young player, they won't listen a lot to him. They will scare, they will fear. But they will listen to you because you are like...
In the middle,
you know. I love to be that. Like even in national team, I remember when he was like the whole generation and the new generation, I was always in the middle. I like to bring everyone together.
Okay, since you're the middle, what do you think of the new generation? Not only of the young footballers that maybe are having it too easy.
I'm worried because the system, the world actually is not like a beautiful place with everything happened. I make it as a beautiful place, but I don't think like everyone see it like the way I saw it. It's just like, I just feel like kids now want to be famous. That's the aim. When they do something, but of course, because they see on social media, they see on TV and everything, they want to be famous instead of like being happy for simple things. Like being happy, you wake up every morning, you got your two legs, your two arms, your eyes. Simple things. And we forget that. And now, you know, you see people, you can go to a restaurant with some, with your friend, and everyone is like that on the table.
So sad. I hate when I see four people on one table, all of them.
I feel like...
I'm like, go home, sit with your phone at home.
So I know I'm not the man because I use my phone. I have to use my phone. But it's just, I'm worried for them because on my time, it wasn't any phone. And you know, one thing, a simple thing on us. Now I call you, you don't answer to the phone. I will start to, one time, okay. Twice, I will start to worry. What happened? Where are you? And whole time before, no phone, you don't have that problem. You will say, come back at 7, you have your watch, come at 7. It's not like someone will call you 100
times. There's no patience.
And you will start, no patience.
Before you can call me at my house phone, I'll be like, and I don't answer, you're like, okay, I'll see him tomorrow at school.
Exactly.
No problem.
You know, when I play football, I start playing football, I play for the love of the football. I didn't know what will be to be like a footballer player. I didn't know like I can earn some money. I play for the passion, and even until now, if I still playing, it's because I play for the passion. And this is me. And now the problem, I don't see enough kids playing on the street. Why? Because the parents, they will say, I have to take, to put him in the best academy, you know. But all my skill, I learn in the street.
Mm-hmm.
But now, no, you go to the academy. I have nothing against the academy, you know, because a lot of people say, because I'm one of the, I think I'm the only player, he play in the national team and big, and I've not been like from the street.
Typically.
I was playing between cars in the car park. That's my childhood. So now those kids, like I say, when I play with kids or when I talk to them, I don't shout on them. I hate like when whole people come and shout, you should do that. No, show them the example. You know, when I joined Marseille, they were, most of them were half of my age. And I was like going in the gym 1 hour every time, 1 hour before the training was started. So I see some few, you know, young kids, they were looking at, oh, what this old man is doing, you know? But he must be not that crazy because he wins so much trophy.
Yeah.
I should like do the same.
Mm.
So they were coming, 1, 2, 3. And I was like, guys, I will never call you to come and I want you to see me. And now you come, I will
say.
You
lead by example.
Lead by example. Lead by example. On the pitch.
See, you mentioned you didn't realize fame and money will come with the package, but it came. So today, how would you describe your relationship with funny? How would you describe your relationship with fame and money? I did funny because I combined the two words.
Because I don't feel I am famous. It's simple of that. Like, if you ask me today, what I would like to have is my freedom. Is my freedom. Because
what do you mean?
I mean like being free. I want like, I don't know, going on the street, shouting, like I love this, and no one like take a picture. I don't know, having doing simple things. But now it's difficult because everywhere you go, someone will ask you a picture and stuff. So yeah, my freedom. I don't say I am like Cristiano Ronaldo or Messi or player like that, but I have enough fame to say like, if you ask me, I will say my freedom. Because when I meet people, they're like, Patrice, wow, you're different. Actually, you're a normal person. I'm like, what do you think? I am an alien or I'm from another planet? Of course, I'm a normal person. Why I hate people when they say to me, Patrice, you're not like the other footballer player. This is like an insult. Mm. Because you have to act normal. When I see someone, I will talk. If you have some question, I will say, let's talk normally.
Yeah.
What I will lose? I will say, like, sometimes I can't do the picture because when you do one picture,
It starts. Absolutely.
So, but what it will cost me actually to see someone, he loved me and say, Patrice, can I have a picture? We do it. He will talk. I prefer even talk with someone than doing the picture. So actually, we learn a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, from my personality. A picture, you just do the picture, but you don't know me. So if you say, oh, Patrice, how was your day? Oh, thank you very much. My day was very good. But they're afraid to ask you that kind of question because for you, you are special just because you're always in the big screen, you know.
Do you have any regrets?
I will say no. I will say no because I believe in destiny. And everything I've done, if they are good or bad, that will make me a better person. So I think every day is a challenge. Like God put me like a lot of challenge and, you know, I know he will help me and I will succeed. I never give up. Never give up. Never give up.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah.
My final question.
Yeah.
Who is Patrice Evra?
Wow. I think I don't know myself yet. I think I'm not old enough to know myself yet. So I will answer to that question. I hope if God let me live until even until 80 or 90, I will be happy and take care of my kids, you know, when I'm not here anymore. But who is Patrice Evra? I don't know. I don't know. Patrice Evra is many, many person. Funny, crazy, energy, positive. But I don't know yet.
Maybe if we're both old and we're still friends, hopefully, we can get that answer.
Exactly.
Thank you. I enjoyed this.
Oh, me too.